G'day, Reece Dan here, and welcome to episode 47 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And I haven't done one of these for a little while, probably a couple of weeks. But what I wanted to do in this episode is give some last minute advice for those attempting selection. There's a couple of selection courses coming up, a couple of police tactical group selection courses coming up, and the commando selection course coming up as well. So firstly, I'd like to say good luck to all those attempting selection. I know some people say that, you know, luck shouldn't be a part of it, but you may need a little bit of luck, and that can really help out. Obviously, you want to be prepared, and the more prepared you are, the luckier you get, as they say. So, you know, I hope everyone goes who's doing selection, hope everyone's prepared already, and they're going to go, or they're going to give it their best effort. But what I want to do is now just talk about, I guess, some little bit of last-minute advice. And if you're listening to this program or listening to this episode, this is just some last minute advice that I like to give guys. I've thought about this over the last couple of days. Rest assured, there's a lot more in my actual program, all right? There's a hell of a lot in my program. This is just a couple of things that I want to touch on. But by now, if you're going into selection, if you're leading into selection, you should have completed all your training, okay? There's a lot of things that you should have done, okay? Mentally, physically, all that kind of prep, okay? So physical training should have been sorted, all right? You completed the entry test and you should be ready. You should be rested and recovered. So really this week you want to be resting and recovering, still doing a little bit of exercise, but really being fully rested, ready to go for selection, for commando selection, all right? So probably about a week out you want to do that, start tapering. You want to obviously have all your soldier skills down pat. You want to practice those because you're going to be tested. You know what they are. There's no excuse. You should be going to selection ready. Those are easy anyway. You should have those good to go. And the other thing is mentally, okay? So things like having stress management strategies and having those honed, okay? There's a number of different stress management strategies out there. And you should have already practiced that now, okay? So you should have a breathing routine sorted. There's plenty of different breathing routines. Everyone likes different things. Everyone responds to different things. You should have some good positive self-talk and understand what that is and how to break negative self-talk and turn around, because that's what's going to happen on selection, that's for sure. You should have a pre-performance routine that you go through, you know, i.e. what are you going to do physically? How are you going to warm up? You know, do you do things like muscle tension and release exercises? Do you use all your five senses to try and stay in the moment and stay present? Because fear really is future-based and you want to try and stay in the moment, stay present, just on task with what you're trying to achieve. And if you don't have that now, you know, too bad, all right? You're probably not going to do a lot, you know, by the time selection starts. So hopefully you've practiced all that. Hopefully you've got a routine. Hopefully you've honed your skills there. Physically, you're good to go. Soldier skills, good to go. And you're ready to perform over the next sort of 3 weeks, okay? But there's some last minute advice that I would say, that I'll give dudes, is the following. Once you start selection, right, you want to stay no matter what. No matter what bullshit you come up against, do not talk yourself off selection, right? You know you want to fucking be there. And dudes will talk themselves off selection. Dudes will talk themselves off selection on fucking day one. Why? Not because it's physically too hard. It's day one, for Christ's sake. It's because they're stressed for the weeks and the days and the hours leading into selection. And selection just caps it off because selection is fucking voluntary. All right? So you can just leave whenever you want. All right? It's one of those weird sort of funnies with the military. All right? The fact that you can leave. The fact that it's voluntary. You don't get to really leave anything in the army, all right, once you sign up. That's why selection is different. But you don't want to talk yourself off, all right? Once you turn up, you want to be there. You've trained up for years to be there, okay? So when you start comparing yourself to others, when you fuck up on selection, all right, when an instructor is in your face saying that you probably haven't prepared properly, or, you know, give it another year or two and you'll probably, you know, be good to go there, all right? It's all mind games, okay? So understand that that can occur, all right, and do everything you can to stay there, all right? And when you're trying to talk yourself off it, when you really want to quit, and when you really want to leave, understand that that will pass. That might take an hour, that might take 2 hours, that might take that evening, and the next day you'll be fine, okay? So get over that little hump and you'll be good to go. Everyone fucks up on selection too, all right? Everyone. You can still pass, you can still finish, all right? Obviously, you want to have, you know, all your prep done, like I said, but once you get up, you might have a bad exercise, all right, or a bad activity or a bad day, all right? Don't talk yourself off selection just because you fucked up there, all right? You can still pass. Everyone fucks up, right? You can still finish. You can still pass. A lot of selection is a mind game. I wouldn't say all of it, but a lot of it is a mind game, all right? So don't fall for any BS. Don't fall for any instructor BS, okay? They're going to be into you. They're going to single you out. It feels like they're going to be picking on you, all right? Who gives a fuck, all right? If you've done the prep, you should know that you're good to go, all right? And just, again, stay there. Don't talk yourself off because, you know, you're having a bad day or somebody's in you, all right? They do that with everyone, okay? It's not all bad. They're not all reporting, you know, negativity on you, all right? Yeah, you will get reported on good things you've done, okay? So you won't get any feedback, but the feedback that I'm going to give you now is that it's not all bad and you're going to do good things and you're going to be reported on that, okay? So again, don't fall for any BS, fall for any bullshit from any instructors, all right? A lot of it is a mind game. And special forces or special operations is fucking awesome. You want to be a part of it, right? That's what you've been, that's why you joined the military. That's what you've been training up for years, right? You probably wanted to do it since you were a little kid, right? This is it. This is your time for the next 3 weeks, right? And one last thing you remember is that you will only be thinking about this for fucking ever. Forever, you'll be thinking about selection. You're reminiscing about selection, things you're going to do on selection that you're not going to do anywhere else. And it really gives you an idea, just an insight into your capabilities as a human, all right? It's not going to give you, it's not going to let you know exactly how far you can go because it's selection. It's not a survival, life and death situation, but it's going to give you an insight to what you can achieve and what you can do, especially when you're tired. You haven't slept for 3-4 days, you're exhausted, you haven't eaten for the same amount of time where you're getting, you know, a handful of rice here and there, you'll be surprised at how much you can actually do, what you can achieve, what you can carry, all right, through the bush in the middle of the night or during the day when it's still fucking brutally hot and you just got water, all right? So you'll be surprised at what you can achieve, and that's why selection is so fucking good, all right? Because it gives you that insight and you will be thinking about it forever. So make these next 3 weeks count, all right? Because it's going to set you up for the rest of your special operations career. It's going to set you up for the rest of your life, right? So make it a good one. Take on board those points and really try and enjoy it, okay? Try and enjoy it with the other lads you're going to be doing it with because they're going to be your mates for life. All right, so that's the last minute advice that I want to try and pass on. I hope you got something out of it. If you're doing selection, hope you got a lot out of it. You're doing selection really soon. As in next week, go fucking hard. All right. And if you've got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Hit me up on socials, Reese_Dowden on Instagram and TikTok. But the best way, just through email, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Reese@OperatorEdge.com. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you're doing selection, make sure you check out OperatorEdge.com/selection or just get in touch and see what I can do to help you get ready for that. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for listening and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.